Good evening, Bethany. Good to be in God's house this evening. We want to share on a theme tonight that grew out of our last class that I was able to teach before all that we've been experiencing brought all that to a quick halt at the end of February. But in the months of January and February, I taught a class on trusting when tested. How appropriate it became as I underwent the coming weeks and months that bring us to this place. How many know that when testing time comes, when strong storms come, they come not to weaken us, but to make us stronger? So tonight, I want to pick up with a theme for a few moments that I was going to teach and perhaps will in the days ahead. And tonight's message is geared to the theme, trusting God for a tomorrow we can't control. How many know in our lives that there's a lot going on? There's a lot happening around us. There's a lot happening to us. There's a lot happening in us. Apart from God, I would ask many of us tonight, where would we be? We'd be filled with despair. We'd be filled with discouragement. We like many people throughout our world, are finding themselves despondent and so downcast and lonely and empty. And maybe you're sitting at home and listening to this service, and you need to realize that you could trust God for each new day and know that His grace will be sufficient to you. I want to open tonight by sharing a quote by Gordon Fee from his book, God's Empowering Presence. And we sang, "The atmosphere is changing now." We prayed earlier that the Spirit of God would come in a fresh way. How many would say along with me here in Bethany or even at home, I need a fresh touch of God's Spirit in my life. I need a refreshing. I need a renewal. I need a refocusing of my priorities, my outlook on life during these difficult times. But Gordon Fee says in his book, God's Empowering Presence, the living God is a God of power. And by the Spirit, the power of the living God is present with and for us. Praise God. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead is available for you and I. It's power that to be present with me and for me day by day. Things that are happening in our world so rapidly could often leave us stunned and breathless. But above all, we need to be found not being people that are alarmist. I've stood at this altar many times, this pulpit, and prayed on a Sunday morning that we are not an alarmist people. We are the people of Revelation 19:6, which declares the Lord God Almighty reigns. How many are glad tonight that God reigns over your life? He reigns over Bethany. He reigns over our nation. He reigns over situations beyond our control. And there are many, aren't there? We can't control the weather. If I could today, I wouldn't have had it as hot as it was. But I have no control over that. We can't control airplane schedules. And we, most of all, many other things, but how many are learning or have learned, you can't control other people. And don't try, because the harder you try, it'll end up usually being frustrating. Tim Keller says in his book on the Psalms, give me a stability and a contentment regardless of the circumstances. You say, Ken, what are you saying tonight? Let's ask God to help us in these next few moments to trust God for a tomorrow we can't understand. Proverbs 27, verse 1 tells us this truth. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth. None of us knows what will happen on Thursday, but how many are glad that God, many things we sing often, or we used to sing, many things about tomorrow I don't need to understand. For I know who holds tomorrow, and I know He holds my hand. It's a great truth. A great reminder. Also, in Psalm 143, verse 8, we read this great assurance. We're talking about trusting God for our tomorrows, for each new day. And it says in Psalm 143, verse 8, "Let the morning, let the new day bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you." And here's a key: "Show me the way that I should go, for to you I entrust my life. I give it over to you. I yield everything to you. I allow you to move into my life in a powerful and unique way." 2 Peter 1:3 gives us this word of assurance as we can learn to trust God for a tomorrow that we can't control. It says in 2 Peter 1:3, "For his divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through the knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness." This is what we're saying tonight. In the midst of COVID-19, in the midst of things that could leave us stunned and breathless, in the midst of circumstances I can't control, situations I don't always understand, things I can't easily fix, in the midst of all of that, I could learn to trust God one test at a time. Somebody well said, "What I fear reveals where I trust God the least." You see, the enemy will always come into our lives to derail us or to upset us. And there are several things I want to just point out tonight. If you're writing some of these down, you could add many because he's cunning. We're not unaware, Paul says in Corinthians, of his devices. We're not caught off guard. But we know that the enemy will attempt to steal our joy. But how many are glad in Nehemiah we remind ourselves that the joy of the Lord is our strength? Don't allow the enemy to rob you of your joy, of rejoicing. Sing praise. Acknowledge God day by day. The enemy will also try to upset our peace. But I thank God in Philippians we're told that the peace of God that passes all understanding, it goes beyond whatever I could ever think or imagine. The peace of God can pass all my understanding, and it can do two things. It'll guard my heart, how I feel, and my mind, how I think. Isn't that where the battle many times is won or lost? It's not across town. It's not across our state. It's not across our country. It's not on some other place in the world. But sometimes the biggest battle that we face, that if we don't allow the Holy Spirit to help us to trust God for tomorrows that we can't control, the enemy will try to steal your joy. The enemy will try to upset your peace. But I'm thankful that we can allow the Spirit of the Lord to come in and lift up a standard against him. Another tactic of the enemy is to cloud our focus, to get our eyes off of the essentials. I love Hebrews chapter 12, where it says we are to run with patience, laying aside every weight, everything that can entangle. We are to live freely of those things that could trip us up. And how do we do that? Our focus is not clouded, but we'll keep our eyes on Jesus, the author and completer of our faith. One of the big tactics of the enemy is to fill your heart in the midst of a waiting season. Maybe you're here tonight, maybe you're at home watching, and your hearts are filled with doubt that the enemy would whisper the "not yet." It hasn't happened yet, and he whispers it might never happen or it will not happen. But we believe God's promises. We believe that the promises of God are yea and amen. And someone tonight here needs to stand on a promise. Keep your eyes, I've told in my classes, keep your eye off the calendar. and keep it on the promises of God. Not everything is going to come about according to my watch, but there is a season, there's a time for everything. And how many are glad as you look back over your life that even testing times did have an expiration date? There was a time when it passed, but it wasn't easy. But through it all, how many are glad that through it all, the great songwriter Andre Crouch wrote, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus through it all. For if I never had a problem, I wouldn't know that God could solve them. I wouldn't know what faith in God could do. So I thank him for the mountains, and I thank him for the valleys. Not easy. And I thank him, we'll see an example soon in the life of Paul, and I thank him for every storm that he has brought me through. For if I never had those challenges and problems, I wouldn't know that God could solve them. I wouldn't know what faith in God could do. Some life lessons that we could take with us tonight as we start a new day tomorrow. How many have learned that God's ways are always unique, but they are always unmistakable? You say, Ken, what do you mean? God works in a lot of different ways. He works in unique ways. He works in unusual ways. But when he works in such a way that it's unmistakable. How many of you can look back over your life when you were facing something the next day and you wondered how it was going to work out or turn out? And God's ways are beyond our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts, Isaiah tells us. God's ways are always unique and different than we might imagine, but they are always unmistakable, meaning this. We know that when God works, this is his doing. We can't do that. We can't control a tomorrow. We can't control situations. We can't change everything. There are things we can't change. There are things we can't understand. There's a process many of us are going through that God has to take us step by step. God's ways are unique and always unmistakable. But don't lose sight also. It's too easy in the midst of what we're going through to be overwhelmed and overloaded with this overwhelming interference that comes to our lives and in our lives and touches us in so many ways. But hear me, another life lesson would be past blessings bring present confidence in God. What I mean by that is simply this. What God has done in the past, how many of you have been ever praying, God, would you do it again? Would you work in that situation? Would you take that loved one of mine, that son or that daughter, that individual that's away from you and bring them back to where they need to be? What you've done in the past, how you've blessed me before, knowing God in that way, you're reminded that our faith has a history to it. And we all stumble. We don't always make it every day the way we should. But how many are glad that our confidence is not in ourselves, but it's in the Lord our God? One day at a time. One day at a time. The group Casting Crowns sings that great song when they remind us that there's a place where fear has to face the God you know. So maybe you're here tonight and there's things about tomorrow or the day after tomorrow that you can't control. But fear not, God says, for he's with you. And lay it down. Lay that down. Maybe tonight before you leave, you need to lay it down. Because another life lesson is God, by his word and by the Holy Spirit can provide direction and guidance. For Psalm 119 tells us, "Thy word, O God, is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway." How many have realized it just gives us enough light often to see the next step? But it brings us home. It brings us from where we were to where we need to be. Trusting God for a tomorrow that we can't control. Times like these should not be a time when we would allow the enemy to set us back, to detour us, to derail us, but to move forward into a new day. Don't make these days of trial and test a monument, like a statue, like a place where you are held back. But I've shared with my classes over many years, when you're facing a trial or a test or a situation that you can't control, don't make it a monument, but make it what? A stepping stone. Saying, by the grace of God, and maybe you're here tonight, and for no other reason, before the service is over, you need to say these words, not to me, but in your heart before the Lord God, by His grace, by His power, by His strength, by His enabling, by His equipping, by His encouraging to you to face every new day, this is where I was when I move forward again. I can't go back. I can't stay here. I need to go forward. Praise God. The enemy will attempt to keep you hostage, but allow God to help you to trust Him for a tomorrow that you can't control. One day at a time. So many things could cause our hearts to be filled with worry, anxiety. Perhaps you heard about the man that was a great warrior. Some people worry about everything. Some people worry about almost nothing, but they worry about that too. Some people worry about all the worries they had before. Some worry about the worries they have now. And some worry about the worries they'll have tomorrow. But this man decided he had so many worries, he was going to pay someone $200,000 to worry for him. That's a lot of money to pay for somebody to worry for you. And his best friend said to him, "Hey, that's a lot of money to pay somebody to worry for you and things that you can't control and can knock you off guard. How are you going to pay someone $200,000 to worry for you?" And he answered his friend and said, "That's his worry." But how many are glad we don't have to worry? We don't have to be filled with fear, Bethany. In your living room tonight, you don't have to have your head down and be upset and overwhelmed and overloaded. But you can learn the truth that all of us have found. 1 Peter tells us in 5:7, we cast all our cares upon Him because He cares for us. Praise God. One day at a time. I like what Abraham Lincoln said. He said, the good thing about the future is it comes one day at a time. And it's hard for us in this Western world. It's hard for me. I like to kind of keep things always moving and to allow to take it one step at a time. There's always a danger of running ahead of what God is doing in our life or lagging behind. I believe in these days ahead, Pastor Stephen's going to continue a series on the Holy Spirit. We want to be led by the Spirit, don't we? We want to walk by the Spirit. We want to be directed by the Spirit. We want to stay in step with the Spirit. Some examples of trusting God for a tomorrow we can't control. You think of Joshua. Joshua chapter 3. Early in the morning, Joshua and the Israelites set out from Shittim and went to the Jordan River, where they camped before crossing over. After 3 days, the officers went down through the camp, giving orders to the people, "When you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, the Levitical priest carrying it, you are to move out from your positions and follow it." Let me just stop. The Ark of the Covenant represented what? The presence of God in the midst of his people. Within that was the Ten Commandments and the rod of Aaron and the bread. And as it would pass by, the people would follow it. And it goes on to say, when you see it, move from your positions and follow it. And the next verse goes on to tell us, then you will know which way to go. Here's the key. Since you have never been this way before. That's trusting God. For what? A tomorrow that we can't control. And you know what that tomorrow was going to be in the life of the Israel people? It was going to be a test that they would cross a Jordan River at flood stage and enter into the promised land. And not only enter the promised land, but then fight a great battle at Jericho against a fortified city, and God would give them a great victory in that new tomorrow. It says, trust God, then you will know which way to go, for you have not been this way before. And it goes on to say in the next verse, consecrate yourselves, set yourselves apart. That's why I believe we come on Wednesday night to be refreshed, to lay our lives before God, to say, speak, Lord, for we're listening. We want to know your will. We want to walk in your ways. Consecrate yourselves, for here's the word, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you. Believe that, Bethany. Receive it at home as you're watching. Tomorrow, believe that God will do something unique, unusual, yet unmistakable, that you'll say on Thursday, this is of God. God moved. God worked. God brought a victory. God brought a breakthrough. God brought provision. God brought supply. God brought healing. He brought strength when I was weak. Another example, one of my favorites, real quick. King Jehoshaphat, 2 Chronicles chapter 20. You know the example. They woke up one morning and they were told, this is not the news you want to hear, but there's a great army coming against you, and they're too much for us. But how many are glad that we're facing a great army or a great challenge? It may be too big for us, but it's never too big for God. Little girl at the carnival had a cotton candy in her hand, big, high cotton candy. And a man came up to her and said, hey, that's a big cotton candy for such a little girl. How are you going to eat all of that? And she held it up and said, I'm going to eat it because I'm bigger on the inside than I am on the outside. And some of you need to speak to a doubting moment, to the enemy that would rob your joy, your peace, your focus, your strength, and say, I'm bigger in God. Not boasting, but let's stand on his word, Bethany. Amen. Amen. How many are glad that God's word says, greater is he that is in you. He that is in you, not you or me, but he that is in you, the Lord Jesus, than he that is in the world. So we can trust God for a tomorrow we can't control. And you know what took place? in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, it goes on to say in those key verses, Jehoshaphat stood up and he said in verse 5, O Lord God of our fathers, are you not the God who is in heaven? You rule over the nations. Power and might are in your hand, and no one can withstand you. And here's the key dependency. This is the cry of a king that learned to trust God for a tomorrow he could not control. 2 Chronicles 20:12 says this. 2 Chronicles 20:12, and our God will you not judge them, for we have no power to face this vast army. Fill it in yourself tonight. I have no power to face, and you fill it in. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do it. I don't know how this is going to work out or turn out. It's way beyond singing, the sun will come out tomorrow. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. But within your heart and life, you can know a peace and a comfort and an assurance that God is with us. For we know we have no power to face this vast enemy that is attacking us. Maybe you've said this. I've said it. But here it is in God's word. A good reminder how we can trust God for a tomorrow when an enemy is coming against the king. He says this, we do not know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. We're looking to him. We're looking to Jesus, the author and completer of our faith. And when they did that, it says in verse 14, the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel. Isn't that just like God? Unusual, unique, yet unmistakable. Here the Spirit of God at this time of great need comes upon an individual, and he speaks to the king under the anointing of the Spirit of God and says what we've heard many times. And maybe you're here tonight or at home and need to hear this one more time. Do not be afraid. Verse 15, or discouraged. Let me just stop there. That's pretty easy sometimes for me to tell other people. We could be pretty good at telling somebody, hey, don't be discouraged. Oh, if it was me, I wouldn't be afraid of that. Until it happens to you. Until you have to prove yourself to be that individual that could trust God for something you can't control. Don't be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army. And we've heard this many times. For the battle is not yours, but it's the Lord's. Tomorrow, march down against them. Let's go forward into Thursday with the assurance of Psalm 3, where it says, the Lord is a shield about us and a lifter. He's the lifter of our head. How many are glad tonight that we could trust God for a tomorrow that we can't understand, that we can't control? I want to just give you 7 assurances to write down. Then we're going home. 7 assurances for trusting God for a tomorrow we can't control. Joshua 1:9. Here's a good verse to take with us. To trust God for a tomorrow we can't control. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Here it is for tomorrow, Thursday. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Praise God. Hallelujah. Psalm 9:10 tells us this assurance. Those who know your name trust in you. Lord, for you have never forsaken those who seek you. In this time of great challenge, it's never a danger of seeking God too much. There's a danger of not seeking him enough. Seek him, Bethany, while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Draw near to God for each new tomorrow, and he will draw near to you. Psalm 56, verse 3. When I am afraid, not if, but when, I will put my trust in you. Psalm 62, verse 5. Yes, my soul finds rest or tranquility or an inner quietness or a peace or the absence from striving. Yes, my soul finds rest in God. My hope comes from him. I've stood many times and still do on 8 calming words from Psalm 46:10. And they are simply this: be still and know. Be still and know that I am God. That's how you could learn to trust him. Not ourselves, not our abilities, but him, because he cares for us. Be still and know that he is God. Psalm 62, verse 8 says this: trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. He's our refuge. He's a strong tower. Proverbs tells us the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous can run into it and be safe. Then one of my favorite verses to be assured that we could trust God for a tomorrow we can't control is Psalm 91, verses 1 and 2. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest under the shadow of the Almighty. What a beautiful picture. Verse 2 tells us, and I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. And then Psalm 143, verse 8. We read it earlier. Let the morning, let the new day, let a tomorrow that I can't control be under your control. And let that new morning, let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love. For I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust, I give over all my life. Show me, teach me, direct me. And in closing, the last of the 7 assurances to trust God for a tomorrow we can't control is found in Isaiah 26, and you know it well. You will keep him. You will keep them in perfect peace because their minds are steadfast, fixed, established, focused on him, because they trust in you. And we bow our hearts in prayer. Let me just invite any of those who may be watching online. Maybe you're struggling, maybe you're hurting. Maybe you have little or no peace. Maybe you have fading hope, little hope or some hope. But you need to know the assurance and peace with God. And we would just want you to know that God loves and cares for you. He could help you there at home, as well as each of us here tonight, to be able to trust him for tomorrow we can't control. So I just want to offer this prayer up for those who may be seeking to know Jesus in a special way, to know him as a Savior, Lord of their life. Pray along with me. This is you tonight. Father, I just ask for your peace, your presence, your forgiveness. I ask Jesus to be my personal Savior and Lord. I turn from sin. I turn from worry. I turn from trying to run and rule my own life, and I give it over to you, for I ask it in Jesus' name. For those here tonight, maybe you just want to take a moment and say, Lord, let your peace be my portion. Let your presence go with me from this place, and let your power fall fresh on me that I could trust you tonight. For tomorrow, I can't control. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless each of you. May you go into a new tomorrow with the assurance of his presence that goes with you, his promises that are sure, his power that can enable you, equip you, encourage you, and help you to face each new day with a fresh touch of his Spirit working in and through your life. Have a great night and a great day. Hope to see you on Sunday. God bless. Praise God.